Across the country, there have been shortages of COVID-19 tests, but an Indianapolis suburb has taken an unusual step to keep residents safe. All city employees who deal directly with the public are being tested weekly, even if they show no symptoms. Side Effects Public Media's Carter Barrett reports.
Behind a nondescript strip mall, a short line of cars gathers mid-afternoon next to a large tent. Medical professionals stand out front, dressed head-to-toe in blue medical gear. People in cars, many of them first responders, drive up to get checked for COVID-19. The test involves a really long Q-tip placed deep in the nose, towards the back of the throat.
It's not fun. No, it isn't. It's not fun, but it's quick. I would say painless, but it is a little painful. You do it, it's 5-10 seconds, and then it's all done, and the burning goes away, and you move on.
Firefighter Tim Griffin is one of the 350 Carmel City workers being tested each week. They also include police officers, EMS, and sanitation workers. Then all city employees and their dependents will be tested, bringing the total to 1,800 people. Griffin says this testing helps protect Carmel residents.
We do go into homes, and not just on patients that have COVID, but we're going into homes of people that are sick. Very sick, you know, whether it be cancer, heart issues, diabetic problems, you name it, we're going into their houses to protect them. That's what we do. And so this way we know if one of us is asymptomatic and we could possibly spread it to one of those patients.
Carmel, a north side suburb of Indianapolis, known frankly for being wealthy. The median household income here is over $100,000 a year, about double the national figure. Stopping the asymptomatic spread of COVID-19 is the idea behind the city's testing initiative. Mayor Jim Brainard and health experts look to Iceland and South Korea for solutions. Their takeaway? Routine testing.
The goal is to slow it down so our hospitals aren't overwhelmed. And if we do that, we know we can save lives.
Brainard says area hospitals did not have a shortage of tests, so he decided to move forward with checking city